Parson has plenty of practice in the art of keeping a secret, you know. Have no fear. So out with it, Jennifer. What have you come to see me about, eh?
I've come to ask you a favour, Vicar.
Oh, yes?
I'm in a terrible mess, and yet it's my own fault. I don't blame anyone, and I'm going to face up to it. But sooner or later, my parents have got to be told, and that's just something I can't bring myself to do. And I wonder, Mr. Reeford, would you tell them? You see,
Yes? And what would you like me to tell them, my dear?
I'm going to have a baby.
I see. And when do you expect your baby to be born, Jennifer?
In about 6 months.
I see. And you've seen the doctor and found that everything is normal, I suppose?
Oh, yes. I've been seeing a doctor in Borchester. Everything's all right physically. But in other ways, socially, morally...
Yes? Socially, morally?
Legally.
Well, of course, those considerations bring you a lot of problems to deal with, don't they?
Yes, except, well, morally.
Do you want to discuss that aspect of it at this particular moment?
Well, don't you, Vicar? I mean, I thought you...
You thought I'd start to moralise at you, is that it? You expected a sermon, eh?
Well, yes.
My dear, what possible good would be served now by lecturing you on the virtues of chastity? It's a bit late, isn't it? Facts are facts, so let's deal with them. Now, in the first place, I'm sorry, but I couldn't agree to tell your parents for you.
Oh?
It wouldn't be fair either to them or to you.
To me? But it would make things so much easier.
If it would, my dear, I'd do it. But it won't. Whatever I said, however I put it, you would still have to face them sooner or later. I beg you, tell your parents. And those near to you will have to know, as soon as you can. But this I promise you. Once you have made a clean breast of things, then I'll be there to back you up.
I don't understand all this. What's it about?
I've told you all I know.
But didn't Dr. McLaren give you any reason?
I've told you exactly what happened once we were in the waiting room. She insisted on going in by herself first.
But you've no idea why?
No. Then I went in when I was sent for, and the doctor said after he'd examined her that she was perfectly all right, but that he wanted her in hospital for the birth.
Perfectly all right, but she needs a hospital confinement? Now, what sort of sense does that make? It's Jill's baby all over again.
Oh, no, I made a special point of asking that. He just laughed at me. Anyway, they can't tell it's a blue baby till after it's born, so it couldn't be that.
And Jennifer didn't have a word of explanation?
Not a solitary word, except to confirm what the doctor told me, that there was nothing at all to worry about.
So?
So, obviously, she's found out something about the father that she's told to Dr. McLaren in private, and as a result, she's to go into hospital when she's near her time. What else could be the reason?
Oh, I can see another reason very plainly. One you should have thought of.
What?
Our season's getting busier and busier.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Maybe Jennifer felt she'd rather go into hospital if she could. And with first babies, it isn't at all unusual.
But why not tell us that?
Perhaps she thought she might hurt our feelings. She knows you've been looking forward to her having her baby here.
Well, haven't you?
If you want me to be honest, I'd feel a lot happier all round if she was safely in hospital. Both from her point of view, and the baby's, and mine.
And you think she might have asked the doctor specially?
Yes. That could account for her not wanting you to be there in case you'd be upset. He said it didn't take her more than about half a minute.
No, I went in almost immediately after she did, so it couldn't have been a very long discussion. I wonder...